It's exhilarating, actually, to be on set and be surrounded by women, not only within the cast, but within the camera department and obviously kind of like when it comes to scripts as well. And then, yeah, throughout, hair, makeup, wardrobe. It's, yeah, very exciting.
Now, when you went for the audition for this, how are you with it? Did you have to audition? Are you at the stage where they can just ring up and say,
I am a lucky lady.
We want Rose.
I am a very, very fortunate woman. Yes. So, they approached and they were like, how is your American accent? And I was like, well, I can try to do it for you now.
Yeah.
So yes, rather wonderfully, I managed to wrangle that one and I hopped off to New York to start shooting.
Well done, you.
Thank
the American
you.
Accent, it feels like the accent, like less is more, because it doesn't feel like you're doing a big accent.
Good. Oh, good. Well, I think that's possibly more to do with me and realising that generalisation is something that I can get away with.
Yes.
Whereas if I were to try the Chicago accent, I possibly would fail at that.
It might get a bit West End Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing jazz hands in the middle of the law firm.
No, exactly.
You grew up in an actual castle, Lickleyhead Castle, is that right?
Do you know what? Yes, exactly. And so that was such an incredible childhood and similar to you, kind of like being allowed to roam, I suppose, like your garden, which then kind of turned into a field, exactly. And so we were like climbing trees and making little dens under a bush and playing in the mud.
Dens were the best, weren't they?
Dens were
Did anybody ever come and wreck your den?
Absolutely, because yes. if the brothers were really unhappy that you had managed to top them in terms of kind of like teepees and sticking up your sticks and your twigs, then yeah, they decided to try and break them.
I've never met anybody who grew up in a castle. It's just so brilliant. It's in the family for over 500 years. Your dad's official title is the Aberdeenshire Chieftain of Clan Leslie. Is that right? Have you got a title?
Something that he never uses.
Oh, no.
Does he not go, mortifying.
Rose, tidy your room. I'm the Aberdeenshire Chieftain of Clan Leslie. And put your clothes away.
Yeah, finish your food. Yeah, exactly.
Is it open to the public? Is it that kind of castle or is it...
It is open to the public.
Wow.
In the summer, yes, exactly.
Very,
yeah.
Very different to New York then, to live
Very
in there
different.
Doing your filming.
Super different, yes, exactly. But you know, New York is such an incredible hubbub of energy and vibe. Like, it was just an incredible time to, an extraordinary time to be there of this year, but like an incredible experience.
Yeah.
I happened to be in Brooklyn and I'd never been, I mean, I've been to New York maybe about 3-4 times, but never for the period that I did. So I was there for about 5.5 months.
And you feel like you're really then part of...
Oh, I felt I was so Williamsburg-esque.
Yeah.
Like, I got some Doc Martens and I got a little hat and I was a bit like, nah, you'll never be able to tell I'm British now.
Yeah. Amazing. But everybody's still like, oh, I love your accent, whatever you talk. And so from the castle there and then filming at Downton, I mean, have you got memories? This was a while ago then for
it
you.
It was, yes. So I started
as Gwen, little
as
maid Gwen,
Gwen,
who went off to be a secretary.
She did, she did. She went off to be a secretary, which was, I mean, just brilliant because, you know, it was a happy story for her. And I think Downton was back in 2010.
Did it feel big when you were doing it? Because you were in the first series.
Oh, I was so... Oh, gosh, I was happy to be a part of that. Only because I was exactly in the first series, but it was the first time that I managed to get a job whereby I was asked back. So it wasn't just episodic. I was there for all of the... I think it was 6 or 7 episodes in the first series. And as a result, I was then employed for something like 6 months.
Yeah.
And that was just the best feeling in the world. And you knew that you were going to be in something that was exciting because Maggie Smith
involved. Oh,
and then,
so
you know,
incredible.
And then Hugh Bonneville and all these fabulous people who are incredibly good at their job. And so, yeah, no, I was ecstatic to be a part of it.
Where did you all live? Did you all live in the actual thing?
Well, do you know what? I mean, if only...
There's probably enough room.
There definitely is enough room. So many rooms that we didn't even, like, get the chance to explore. But no, we were... So at the time, I was living in London, and so we would always be transported back and forth.
Yes.
And then, obviously, because I played Gwen, she spent a lot of time kind of downstairs in the servants' quarters, let's say, and that was studio. So that was Ealing.
Oh, really?
So, exactly. So that commute was easy. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you go downstairs... And it's all in Ealing.
And it's all in Ealing, exactly. It's just exactly. We don't even kind of like go downstairs. It's in this massive warehouse that had a whole load of kind of like the servants' quarters.
I love that I'm getting all the Downton gossip when I'm 6 years behind the rest of the nation. But thanks, though.
Well, I hope I haven't ruined it for the next 3 seasons that you have to get through.
I love that. Yes.